Insensibly, this inattention drove much of the intelligentsia right into the arms of the radicals. Yet another casualty of official nationality. One man Nicholas did listen to, more carefully than he should have, was Alexandra's cousin Willy, better known as Kaiser Wilhelm II of Germany. Hoping to turn Russia's attention away from Europe, Wilhelm exhorted Nicholas to strike eastward. Not that Nicholas needed any encouragement. Manchu China was collapsing, and Russia had already grabbed Port Arthur, near modern Qingdao, by the way, in 1898. In 1902, Russia had also grabbed parts of Manchuria and Korea. The Japanese wanted to negotiate with the Russians over Korea, but Nicholas refused to deal with a nation of what he called monkeys. Nicholas may also have believed that what one of his ministers called a victorious little war could rally public support behind his rule. The Japanese had no intention of letting their enemy strike them first. On February 6, 1904, the Japanese fleet launched a sneak attack on the Russian Far East Fleet in the Port Arthur Harbor. The Russo-Japanese War had begun.